Welcome to PK's Podcast, and today is a very special one. It's a Bible reading, man. For the first day, we're doing a series called Priorities, P-R-I-O-R-I-T-Y, and each one stands for something. And so this is the Bible reading for the first one, and it's called, wait a second, let's see if he's here. JD, are you here? Lovely! Here I go. I'm ready to read God's Word to you, PK. Well, I'm really glad you're here, but it's found where? What's the name of this one? Well, it's found in John 1. John 1, 1. That's exactly right, John 1. Okay, well you gotta get on with it, man. And what's this reading called? Before the Dinos. Okay, JD, hit it, man. John 1, 1. In the beginning, that's before all time, was the Word. That was Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God, and all things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, because I don't like darkness. JD, just read the scripture. Okay, okay. For the darkness has never overpowered it, or put it under, out, or absorbed it, or anything like that. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came to witness that he might testify of the light, that all men might believe in it. That means trust in it through him. He was not the light himself, but he came that he might bear witness regarding the light. Verse 9. There it was, the true light coming into the world that illuminates every person. That's the light. He came into the world. That's Jesus. And through the world was made through him, and the world didn't recognize him even. The world didn't know who he was. He came to that which belonged to him, and they who were with him didn't receive him and didn't welcome him. But as to many as receive him and welcome him, he gave the authority, the power, the privilege, or the right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in him, his name, who owe their birth neither to the bloods, nor to the will of flesh, nor to the will of man, but to God. And the Word, that's Christ Jesus, became flesh. And the tabernacle, well, among us. That means he lived among us. And we saw his glory, and such a glory as only the begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace and truth. Now that's it. Down to verse 14, I hope you stayed with me. Well, JD, you kind of rambled a little bit. Well, I'm only 7 years old, PK. What do you expect from me? Hey, enjoy it. And the word for the day is Jesus.